Thank you very much, sir. Can we
the lunchtime crowd was easy pickings for the two cops who set up a display table near the food court beneath the Comcast Center.
So we're just accepting donations to help defray the cost of all the PAL centers that we have.
Officer Ernie Rare, director at the Rizzo PAL Center, says Cops Helping Kids Day offers incentives for bigger donations.
So a T-shirt, $20 or more, you get T-shirts. $15 for hat, and we have something new this year. We have limited edition PAL dress socks. $20 for that as well.
PAL's Chief Development Officer Pat Winter says the goal this year is to raise $35,000.
This will probably direct it primarily to our summer programs, which will include tennis and golf, cheer camp, other summer camps, a STEM camp we'll hold this summer as well. So there's a variety of programs.
Cops Helping Kids is a partnership between PAL and the Building Owners and Managers Association. BOMA Chair Kelly Wallace calls it a perfect fit for her group.
We have some members that were PAL kids. Personally, my husband was a PAL kid. And so you know what great things the organization's doing for the community, for the children in the city.
I'm Paul Kurtz, KYW News Radio.